This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Senate Revenue and Fisk took testimony on a different idea from Republican Senator Rick Ward, making businesses choose which tax credit to give up.
For that small group of businesses out there that receive the industrial tax exemption along with the inventory tax credit, this bill seeks to really allow them to take one or the other.
Jim Patterson from Law B objected.
Our perception is that the companies would not be here but for the fact that we have this incentive to bring them here.
Alexandria Democrat Jay Leno wasn't buying it.
We're broke, sir. We can't afford to pay for more businesses to come in the state. We do not have the money to do it.
Business interest also objected to giving up inventory tax rebates. Norco Democrat Gary Smith pointed out they're obligated to pay the local tax.
You're paying what you owe to them constitutionally, and we as a state are gracious enough to give you a grant back.
Law B President Stephen Wagasback says after all the tax hikes placed on business this year, now is not the time to add more.
I'm not trying to say that you are awash with cash, but I also don't think it's fair to say you don't have sufficient dollars to make some tough decisions in a down economy.
Committee Chair J.P. Morrell clarifies this bill won't raise taxes.
We've heard this bill refer to this as a tax. It is a spending cut.
The committee voted 7-4 to send the bill to the Senate floor. New Orleans Democrat Troy Carter had the last word.
We're not anti-business. The people that you represent, they're our constituents too. So it's not always an either-or proposition. Sometimes it's just the best we can do.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.